And I'm kind of curious, since you brought up that case, do you think there generally is a correlation between autoimmune toxicity and treatment benefit?
Well, that's a good question also. In fact, it has been very well shown with vitiligo or vitiligoid reaction, you know, this pigmentation of the skin, and which implies that your immune system is doing too good, like is destroying even the melanocytes who are just benign melanocytes. And that we really clearly showed, and we and others showed, that if you have a vitiligo, you respond with a higher probability. But for other adverse events also, there is a tendency to show that if you have immune-related adverse events, the response rates are higher. But you know, it's difficult to do this kind of analysis. Why? Because you have a big risk of bias, because it's called the time lead bias. If you have a long survival, a response, so a long survival, your probability to develop an adverse event is higher just because of the time. So you have to work with good statisticians who do the analysis, but getting rid of this time lead bias. But in doing so, yes, you can see in most of the cases in the retrospective study, well, we cannot do prospective study for that, of course, we see that it seems to be associated with response. And the best thing also, reassuring thing, is that if you give steroid, because you know that if you have a strong adverse event, you give steroid, sort of antidote to the activation of the immune system, it seems that you don't decrease your response. So that's quite reassuring. If you need the steroid, you can give it and you don't impair the good outcome.
So you mentioned, and you know, most melanoma investigators also tell me that their inclination is to use the combination Ipi-Nivo when they can. What about the strategy of starting PD-1, starting Nivo, and waiting and adding in the Ipi if the patient doesn't have a good response?
You know, it needs to be evaluated in a clinical trial. We have some data about that from clinical trials where we know that the patient failed, and then we have captured the data of what happened after, and we have about 13% of response after anti-PD-1 failure with Ipi. But this is not very clear data, because it was captured like that. It was not prospectively looked at, and we try really hard to do this kind of trial, actually. It's not so easy. We would like to do to patient who fail anti-PD-1 to compare EP single agents or EP Nivo. That would be very important for the community. But right now, I know that, for example, in Europe, with the EURTC, we are trying to mount this clinical trial, and it's quite a lot of effort. I'm not discouraged for trying, but it would be very important. Today, we don't exactly know what's the best. And also, it depends on the availability of this combination in your countries. But the data that we have available, it's interesting, because ipilimumab first line, you know, the response rate is not really higher than 13%. Depends, it's between 13-19%. So it seems that you don't really decrease the rate of response if you use it after anti-PD-1. It's quite interesting.